felt like secure in any location that I've
been. Yeah. How long you been down here?
Here about a month.
About a month.
I've been back and forth about since October.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is what I do. I probably saw on the sign of our back of our van, I'm a traveling street preacher. Yeah. So I preach the gospel and I travel all over the country. We winter down here because there's so many events outside. Up north in Wisconsin, there's nobody outside in January and February.
Right.
So we come down here. Yeah, we come down here and we preach at all the different events and stuff. And I teach on my website and I teach people, you know, the gospel means good news. And Christ came into the world to save sinners, and it's not the religious systems that all man has built and all these church buildings and such. Christ was fully man and fully God, and he came into the world to show us who God was and how we can access God, and he died and shed his blood for us. We all fallen short of the glory of God, right? And so on that card is the gospel, how we can, through Christ shed blood, we can find the purpose and the meaning of life, but we can be cleansed from our sin because God created us for purpose. You know what your purpose is? I love to tell people this. Your purpose in life, you know what it is according to God? To glorify Him. To glorify Him. Not to live for yourself, not to live for me, but to glorify yourself. To glorify Him, not to glorify yourself. And so, by that gospel, by Christ's work and His cleansing of us, we can walk in the newness of life, but it requires something. You know what it requires? Repentance. I used to be a worldly person. You know what I had to do? You can't just go to church. You can't just believe. You can't just think you're a good person. Do you know what you actually have to do? You have to repent. You know what repentance? No. Yeah, nobody talks about this. Everybody just talks about the love of God and going to heaven. But the Bible actually, because of what Christ did, He calls us to repentance. He calls us to change our mind and change our ways. To seek Him. Does that make sense? You can't live your own life and follow after Christ. You have to let Him live through you. And when you place your faith and you have repentance, the Bible says He'll give you a new heart and a new mind. You can be born again. You know what happens when you're born again? I used to be the worst of the worst person. You know, well, you're on the path to salvation, but when you're born again, you know what happens? You get a new heart and a new mind. You know what God does supernaturally? He changes your desires. You no longer want the things of the world. Like people get addicted to porn and drinking, cussing, living for themselves, pride, vanity, whatever. Yeah, your flesh, you're always going to wrestle with the rest of your life. But you know what the beautiful thing is? He changes the new man, and you don't want those things anymore. And that gives you the ability to battle in the Spirit of God, to live in holiness and obedience, and then to seek Him, to seek the kingdom with all that you are. So I want to be able to share that with you. If you go online, my website's online, don'tperish.com for free. We teach people how to follow after Christ. And yeah, the Bible, I wouldn't love you if I didn't tell you this. The Bible says if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. And so I love people enough to tell them that are healthy is they got to find a way to get their life together so that they can work, they can do what God's, because of man's fall, you know what God said? Now, man, you're going to labor. I got to labor. I'm retired. I labored my whole life, 45 years. We fund ourselves. We don't take anybody's money. And so, yeah, I teach people that you got to seek after the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Do you see the world getting better or worse? It's getting really worse. Evil is coming. You know what's coming? Antichrist is coming. The system and the power of Antichrist is coming. And the only people that are going to be able to stand are the people that know God's word, that are born of Him and are seeking Him. And I would encourage you. What's your first name?
James.
I'm James. I would encourage you, avoid the religious systems, the buildings and the pastors. They're not teaching the truth. They're not teaching the Word of God. I would encourage you to open the Scriptures. If you have a phone, you can go online and you can read the King James. King James is a good translation. New King James. You can read the Bible for yourself. Stay away from these religious places. Because surely you know a lot of people that are religious. And what are they? Hypocrites. They go to church, but they live like the world. Is that not true? You don't want to be like that. You don't want to be part of that. Christ warred against the hypocrites. So what I encourage people to do is walk after Christ, study the Word, seek Him, and He will order your steps, the Bible says, if you're willing to seek Him. But you have to lose your life. You have to be willing to lose this life to follow Him. Does all that make sense? Any questions? Let me know if I can ever help you. You got my contact info on there, right? I'm going to let you enjoy your lunch. I love you as my neighbor.
God bless you. I love you. Hope to hear from you sometime.
Thank you, man.
God be praised.